Good morning. We're continuing here on the Shabbos. We're learning Chalach of Dalad, Melach of Tzvei. We did Siman Hey, where he talks about the issue of Tzvei Ba'Ochlin. Even though the Shulchan Aruch follows the approach of Ein Tzvei Ba'Ochlin, the Chayyadim says we should be choshish for the opinions that there is Tzvei Ba'Ochlin. So we come out according to the Chayyadim. A person wants to make coffee on Shabbos using instant coffee or instant tea, making tea with instant tea. So putting the water into the cup and then adding the coffee into the cup would be a problem of tzeveya, because you're coloring the water from clear to now the color of coffee. And one should avoid that. What one can do is, like we mentioned in the previous year, is they can change the order. And this goes along the idea of that's not the normal way of doing it. So put the granules in the cup first and then pour the water onto it. However, one has to be concerned potentially for this sort of molid. They actively taking something which is a solid and converting into a liquid is a form of molid. We're marked, but if a person does molid, directly does molid via yadayim, one should refrain from doing so. So this person is left a little bit of a catch 22. If he wants to mark on the opinion of the chayotim, he doesn't seem to have an eight. So the suggestion would be to make coffee essence, the same way you make tea essence, would be to make coffee essence. And then, again, to put the essence in the cup, which already has a liquid there, so there's no boiled issue, and then add the hot water to it, so you're adding the water to the essence as opposed to adding the essence to the water, and that's going to be mutter. Even according to Chayyadim, this is only because it's using things which the derech was to use. Something which the derech would not be to use it necessarily for the purpose of coloring. He says, derech litzoag b'karkam kuliyam azosa. So using saffron, which the derech was, they used to use saffron for the purpose of coloration, that's going to be a problem. The things which the derech is not to use for coloration, so he says there's more room to follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So again, the tea, the person's goal is not to color it. The person's goal is just to add the flavor of the tea or the coffee, etc. Whereas by the saffron was added because it has a yellow color to it. And it would change the color of the item to a different color. So it was used for the purpose of tzeveya, and that's a normal usage for it. The Chayyadim source is Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara talks about that after they were checked, the animal, they would want the blood from the Shechita to go on the area around the base of Shechita to make it look redder and make it look fresh. If people will know that it was Shechted then, so a person wants to use the blood to color that area, the base of Tzavar. See, and the Gemara says that's a problem with Tzveya. So we introduced to this idea that doing it for the purpose of having financial gain and being able to sell it, not for the purpose of oichel, that is already a problem. That is a problem according to everybody. So if a person is coloring for the purpose of financial gain, that would be a problem. It's an interesting point that Rav Halk says that sometimes a caterer is making a dish and it doesn't look as striking as he would like it to be. So he adds coloring to the food. So the purpose of that coloring is not for the food, it's for his business. So that should go under this umbrella of this concern of being surveyor for the purpose of commercial purposes. Does not have to see Ein Tzvei Ba'Ochlin. Furthermore, using food coloring, even food grade food coloring, is still a problem, because the heter is Ein Tzvei Ba'Ochlin, is that the item you're using is an oichel, and the item you're using is an oichel, the item you're putting into is an oichel, and it's not a significant change because the food is the food already anyway. Using something like food coloring, which is only made for the purpose of coloring, people do not eat it, even though it's made for the purpose of coloring food, would be a problem. We mentioned that the coloring, the mixing the red and white wine on the Seder night, since a person doing it l'tzarach mitzvah, that's why it's more of a concern, because this is, we're moving away again from the oichal issue to other issues. So a case of a person is doing unintentionally, the most sheeters are mekel. The chiyarim is the chumrah. Mishabura is clearly mashma in multiple places that it's okay. He writes in the Shaar Tzion and in the Hilchos Bishul the advantage of having tea essence, which is hot, to be able to do choshish for the opinion that there's tzviya by Erklin. But he seems to say that as a chumrah, not as a ikar adin. So a person who wants to be mekel definitely has what to rely on. And a person who wants to be machmer, there is room to be machmer. Have a good day.